Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, man? My nigga Player Fly said some real shit back in the day, man.
Okay.
He said, niggas always ask me if I make it to the top, why I forget about them. And I always ask niggas if I don't make it to the top, will they forget about me? Some real shit, man. Something to think about. Now if I pulled up in the Benz with the chrome plated trim, TVs in the seat and ceiling fans for some rims, a bunch of new friends that I call my dogs, y'all niggas in the south say y'all forgot about y'all. Stop accepting phone calls from my guys in the pen that I used to hang out with, hustle and drink gin in my baby mama's den back before I was rich. Now we barely even talk because I got a new bitch.
Okay.
If she country girl thick with light skin and long hair, a funny accent so I don't think she from hell. Plus I stopped drinking beer, just sip champagne, hanging out every night with J. Cole and 2 Chainz. Niggas in my city think I lost my mind, so I stay right here and shine.
Okay.
So if you see me on the corner standing out on the block, I'm still real, man, don't think I forgot. And if you see me on the screen, represent my team, and the nigga didn't call your name,
what's happening, man?
Man, don't think I'm acting funny, or I'm probably ashamed. That's the streets, man, I'm still the same.
Okay.
Now if I never got as far as David Banner or Crick, would y'all niggas still bump my shit? Or if I made it to the top, just like Tiny and Tip, would the real niggas say that I flip?
Okay.
Man, it been plenty times that I wanted to quit, but the streets kept playing my shit.
That right.
But every time I'd have failed, tripped up or slipped, y'all niggas help me tighten my grip. Man, it took a lot of years and some blood, sweat, and tears for me to be able to conquer my own fears. It's hard to be real in a world full of snakes, cause you find out the niggas you trust is really fake. I guess I should've waited to sign that first deal, but my mama got tired of baking that oatmeal, and everybody feel like I'm still the king, so I guess I gotta live my dream.
Okay.
And all the times that it seemed like I was stuck in the rut, I thank y'all, man, for holding me up.
My nigga.
Cause when I didn't have money pimp to put on a drink, my real nigga still passed me a cup.
What's up?
Now if I never got as far as David Banner or Crick, would y'all niggas still bump my shit? Or if I made it to the top just like Tiny and Tip, would the real niggas say that I flip?
Okay.
Man, it been plenty times that I wanted to quit, but the streets kept playing my shit.
That right.
But every time I'd have failed, tripped up or slipped, y'all niggas help me tighten my grip. Now if I never got as far as David Banner or Crick, would y'all niggas still bump my shit? Or if I made it to the top just like Tiny and Tip, would the real niggas say that I flip?
Okay.
Man, it been plenty times that I wanted to quit, but the streets kept playing my shit.
That right.
For every time I'd have failed, tripped up or slipped, y'all niggas help me tighten my grip.
Man, this goes out to all the niggas in the South, my nigga.
Real.
They kept me up and I ain't see no way of getting up. You feel what I'm saying? They kept me with the crown, nigga, when I was down. Man, what's happening to my niggas in D-Cab, man? Scrap, I see you, boy.
Nah.
Roster man, gold mouth. The field for life, my nigga.
Richard Rich.
Bloody Kemp, home with a quick temper. You feel me?
Okay.
Man, what's happening, Macon? My nigga back know you, boy.
Fish.
Do a thing with my little sister, Kiki.
For real, hey. Real.
Man, Jay Money.
Boy.
What's happening, nigga? It ain't over.
That right.
Keep making them hits, baby.
All my
what's happening, Bull?
Mr. Harris at the
all my niggas
road.
Round the way.
Sean B.
You feel
love
me?
Love you, baby.
Them niggas like JC.
All right, man.
My nigga Get It Green.
Baby.
Crucial.
This
my guys up in Oklahoma, man.
Love you, mama.
What's happening, Insane?
Mississippi Forever.
Man, they had music. Player for life. We out this bitch.
Yo, 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 everybody. Welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show where it all goes down. Tonight we got a special night. I got a panelist out this world, guys. You're going to love this when we get to talking to them. I got everybody in the game right now on the phone lines with me, so you guys are in for a treat. Also, I got Harold, my co-host, in the house. Where you at, Harold? Oh, wow. Let me cut everybody's mic on right quick. Let's see. There's one. There's two. There's three, there's four, there's five, there's six. Harold, where you at, Harold?
Yeah, man. Hey, this is
Gerald, man.
Hey, Harold, what's up? What's up with you, Harold? How you doing, man? How was your week this week, man?
Hey, man, it's not Harold, man. It's Gerald, man.
Oh, Gerald, where you at, brother? How you doing, man? Where Harold at?
Yeah, man, he's getting reamed out by my grandmother, man. He's getting she's yelling at him right now, man.
Wow, wow, wow. What do you do now,
man?
Did you do something wrong?
He mixed up the medication, man. He gave her.
Oh, wow.
He gave her my grandpa's medication, man. He gave her Viagra.
Man. Wow, man. Harold is some kind of character, man. Harold is something else, man.
He said he's gonna get on in a minute. He's gonna try to. He's gonna give her some kind of pill to make her go to sleep, and then he's gonna get on the phone, man.
Okay, okay, I got you, man. Where is your London? London Moore, are you out there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going, everybody? What's up?
Hey, it's going great.
How
are
you doing,
London? I'm just trying to make it, man. Trying to make it and get everybody interested in what we got going on tonight, Yolanda. So that's what's up, man. So everybody gets to promote whatever they got to promote. You get to talk about whatever we want to talk about. Tonight is a free-for-all night. We do this like 3 times out of the year. We have a free-for-all night, and it turned out pretty good like the last 2 times. I'm pretty sure this is going to turn out pretty good also. So that's what we're going to do tonight, Yolanda.
Wonderful. I'm game. Let's get it done.
Okay, Dave, where you at, Dave? How you doing, Dave?
Hey, what's up, DJ Black Caesar? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, man, other than a shoulder problem I got, man. Old injury been acting up on me with this weather change, man. It's like, wow, every few seconds I got these little sharp swords and pins poking me in the shoulder, man. But it's
yeah, you gotta get some a good massage, you'll be all
right. Right. You're absolutely right. And I got a massager that I've been doing it with, and so, yeah, I'm going to keep using that. Hey, where is Debbie at? Debbie Molin, where you at, baby?
I'm here. Hey, Caesar.
How are you doing, Debbie?
Fine. How are you?
I am
Minus
doing
your shoulder.
Good, Debbie. You what now, Debbie? I'm sorry.
I said minus your shoulder.
You're doing as fine as my shoulder. Okay, I got you.
No, she said minus your shoulder.
Oh, minus my shoulder. Okay, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Okay. Richard, you out there, Richard? Son, Richard, are you out there, brother?
Hey, who?
What's
you
up,
talking
man?
About
How
me?
Yes, sir.
I do the record, so it was...
How you doing, man? You doing all right?
Hello?
Son's up to a problem with his phone. He can't get it together.
Can you hear me? Hello? Everybody is out there ready.
Yeah, we got you. Yeah, we got you.
I mean,
you
that's
them
prepaid.
Can I curse on him? Azu directs in the MFN building. What's good?
Cool, Azu, man. It's all good, man. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight. But we're going to get into another song right now by 2 Chainz, Beautiful Pain. So you guys sit back and relax. Everybody out there in the audience is listening in on the radio right now. Get yourself a cold drink and get ready to chill out because you're going to have a fantastic night tonight. Hopefully we'll answer your questions for you guys.
2 Chainz!
Somebody's phone is like really, really distorted out there. What's that?
Man, that's that dude with
that's
the prepaid phone.
When he come off the stage,
what in the world, man?
Let me mute out a phone behind that phone. You can pay your fare by credit card. Nope, that's not it. Let me try one more.
I mean, they got to stop buying these phones at 7-Eleven, man.
Hey, Gerald, you're funny too, man. Hey, Gerald, check it out, man. We're going to go through that 2 Chainz song. We'll be right back, and we'll get to the bottom of whose phone that is because it's really ignoring. Okay, guys, 2 Chainz. Two Chainz.
shorty know what a hunter do. Actually, lead a nigga back at me is right in front of you. Raising a daughter, sometimes depend what a father do. Niggas stun on you, front on you. Niggas can't even bow but bun on you. Them niggas lame. I hope you get testicular cancer in the brain. Dickhead, by the time you get there, I'll be somewhere with a six pack and a six pack. A lips and a hip big. My box is covered in a lipstick. A pussy fat but ain't good. So that's a misprint. I'm a misfit, I did it and beyond. Shiny watch, looking like the old city on my arm. Highly flammable, barely can get into Canada. Run this rap shit, I got stamina. You are amateur, I aim at you. I bang at you, hope a plane hit you. Fuck you and whoever came with you. Trying to express beautiful pain with you. Like a tattoo of a framed picture of a dead homie, maybe a family member. I got some gambling scriptures like, scared money don't make no money. Bet now motherfuckers gon' take nothing from me. Got ounces allowed, you can hear me smoking. I be coughing on the crowd, you can hear me choking, nigga.
About hurting, try washing clothes with no detergent. Daddy deserted, so now we serve, saying we're serving. Dreaming we had a furnace, a cold, we sleeping under curtains. What can I say? It got me highly motivated. Mama, two job working, banana companies emerging. Need a 2-week notice before they say don't need a service. I'm too young to have burden, but still feel I should be further. But who am I kidding? I had bridges, I just burn them. My mama need earnings, ain't had no time for high learning. Call me hypocrite, backslider, you name it, I done heard it. The way that they speak of me, you think I'm ready, murdered. It's hard to be laid back, my head is so absurd. But I gave my life up, I gave my rights up, I gave my dice up, and I gave my dikes up. I gave my vice up in every club that lights up. And this is what an intern with no perm lights up. You don't see my pain. Guess it's beautiful pain. It gotta be beautiful pain. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta say much.
Ooh, I feel so blind. Came so far, but I still wanna die. So come on in this car, let's get this plane. To see what this beautiful pain provides.
Show where it all goes down every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. We do the same dang thing over and over again. But guess what? We do it with different artists. We have different celebrities come across here. So we deal with independent artists. We deal with them also. So you guys looking for anything you want to get into, this is a good way to get your avenue started. Right here with DJ Blackseed and all of his friends. Tonight we have Yolanda Moore on the phone. We got Dave on the phone. We got Harold the Hippie out there, and we also have Gerald the Junkie out there. We got him out there, and let me see. Let's see if Dave Dave has his music down. Dave's music was a little bit too loud. Dave. You got your music under control, Dave?
Nah, that's we're in the studio. That's why.
Wow.
I might not be able to be on too long because we're in a session.
Okay.
I wanted to shout out to you real quick.
Let's get you out the way right quick. Where's your young lady? Young lady at? Where's she at?
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Here she is. Here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, young lady. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, I just want to let you know your music is fantastic. We've been checking it out, man. You got a lot going on, lady. You sound really great, man. Just letting you know that. You sound great.
Thank
and
you.
You got my support. You got my support right with you, young lady. So we're going to try to help you out.
Thank you.
Hey, also, man, she's got hell of a hippie supporting her, man. She's far out.
Yeah, I know that. Hey, Harold, why don't you go ahead and talk to her for a second, Harold, and get some information out of her. See what she is and what she does. Let the rest of the world know.
Hi, Tayana. How are you? This is Harold the hippie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited about having you on the show. Wow, man. It's like really cool. Also, I'm really impressed because I saw your video on YouTube about stop the bullying.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
To get bullying out there. To stop the bullying out there.
Yeah, well, can you tell everybody what they need to go to on YouTube to check it out?
Man, I hate bullies,
but,
man.
You can go on my channel, Tayana Walcott, TayanaWalcott, and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tayana W, TayanaW. Thanks.
Man, that's a lot of letters, man.
Yeah, well, Tayana, I got my brother on the phone. His name is Gerald. My name's Harold.
Hey, nice to meet you,
how you doing? Hey, how you doing, young lady?
I'm good.
We're really excited about having you on the show. It's, like, really cool.
We hate bullies, man. We hate them.
Thank you.
Hey, Tayana, what is your hit song that everybody needs to keep their ear out for?
Stop bullying. There's more to come, but I'm just trying to get that message out because bullying, approximately 1.8 million kids get bullied every day, and I want to help reduce that to zero. So I'm kind of on you guys to help me.
Yes, absolutely. We're dying to help you. My grandmother picks on me quite a bit. She's always bullying me.
She really is.
Wow.
Hey, Tayana, where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Oh, wow. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11, that's a great
wow.
age. How you doing in school?
I'm an A student. School's good.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, wow, Tayana, that's incredible. Now, do your friends call you something other than Tayana? Do they call you Tay for short?
They call me Tay-Tay.
Hey, that's what they call Gerald. Don't they call you JJ too, Gerald?
They call me JJ and some people call me Skeeter, man.
Oh, okay, Gerald, okay. Hey, I just want to say something to young lady. I want to say thank you for coming on the show tonight. You did a good job.
Just listen, okay?
Thank you.
Now you can see what I did. I tell you, radio is nothing for me.
Well, let us call it back at Dave for a second, then we'll get you guys out of here so you guys can go back to your recording set.
Okay. I want to
shout
out.
Hey,
oh, you want to shout somebody out? Go ahead, shout somebody out.
I wanted to give a shout out to DMV Spotlight Radio. I wanted to give a shout out to my fans and family and everybody that's out there. To stop the bullying and to spread the word. Thank you.
You're
all right. Thanks, Tayana. Great job.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That's a good cause. We appreciate that, babe. Keep trucking with it. You're going to go far.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's what's up. That was Yolanda speaking to you, darling. That was Yolanda. Yolanda Moore, what's up, lady? How you doing?
I'm good. How's everybody out there? Doing?
Hello?
I'm doing good. Hey, Dave. We appreciate you bringing your little lady on, man. She's very well-spoken, and she just got done talking to Harold and Gerald, so they kind of, like, talked to her a little bit and got her to going, but she seems like she's really on top of it. She knows about this interviewing thing already.
Yes. And we really appreciate you giving us the opportunity, and I really appreciate all the things that you're doing for me. And I'm going to continue to support you in any way that I possibly can. That's why, even though I had a session, I still wanted to reach out because you reached out to me.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate that, man. That's love right there, bro. That's love.
Right on.
We do like love.
No problem.
All right, yeah. We'll let you get back to your work, man, because it seems like you guys got a lot going on there. So we want you to get back to it so we can go on with our show. But Dave, thanks for stopping by today. We appreciate that.
No problem, DJ Black, and you all have a blessed evening, and keep doing what you're doing, man. You're doing it good.
Thank you, brother. You have a good evening also, and God bless you.
All right. Okay, God bless you
all
also. Right. Good night.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right,
okay,
no problem.
Okay, Yolanda. What's up, Yolanda? How you doing, y'all?
I'm good. I'm just excited to really be here to be able to introduce a lot of things that's going on with the company, with AAOS Management, as well as my artist, Unique Entertainment. I got a surprise for you guys, though. You know, I was sitting around listening, and I think it's about time he go ahead and say hello. Unique, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, everybody?
Yo, what's up, Unique? How you doing, brother?
Man, you see me out here grinding hard, you know?
Yeah, I see you, man. Kinda... You're making moves out there, brother. Making moves.
Man, got to.
I see you over there with Black Smoke Inc., Black Smoke Concept Music Group, man. I see you over there doing your thing with them, and you just got a distribution through them, correct?
No, actually, I'm going to clear the air. I got the distribution myself. I'm not under any label right now. I actually went independent completely. But I have Sony Platform and Universal.
Right. That's kind of like what I was talking about, because Kenneth from Black Smoke called me last night. He was like, yeah. He was telling me something about that. You want to tell us a little bit more about it, man, so we know what's going on with you?
Oh, yeah. Those are my peoples, but we just found out that I'm not under that label. And but the platform is real. So you can definitely see me on the Sony platform, and we're working on a new track for the Universal. But other than that, I mean, still grinding, going hard.
I got you, man. I got you. That's what's up, man. We like to hear stuff like that around here at the studios.
Yeah.
We love to hear those kind of good, positive reports all the time. And I know you're a hard-working guy. I was telling you, Yolanda, a couple days ago,
oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, the brother works real hard. He's on top of his game completely.
Yeah, but also, you know, I'm still the VP of there. It's just, you know, Black Smoke is still my company. Yeah, I still run with them, but it's just, a lot of it was done independent.
Okay. I got you. Now, Yolanda, you still there, Yolanda?
Yes, I'm still here.
Now, I seen you partner up with Black Smoke. Can you tell us a little bit about that, the partnership?
Yes, what's going on with AAOS Management Solutions is that we went ahead and partnered up with Black Smoke so that we can get a little bit more clientele coming through, help represent them, and help them get to that platform that they need to be. So what basically is going on with that is that Black Smoke Music Geek is going to be the record labels, and I'm the management mother company of that. So anyone that comes through them is going to come through me. We're going to get them to that level that they need to be, their wishes and their desires, and we're just going to push and grind hard with them. I picked up Unique through that situation, that same scenario, and I think it's just an awesome combination at this present point. So we're doing really good things. Like Unique said, we did get him on Universal's distribution platform, so congratulations, Unique, to that. He's really, really working hard, and he's dedicated to his core values. So, yeah, it's moving in the proper direction that it needs to be, and all I can say is that the world needs to go ahead and catch up to us because we're running real fast with this, and we've got wings behind us at this point.
Wow, that's great. Sounds great, Yolanda. I like to hear good positive feedback from that, and you're kind of new at this. You've only been doing it for like 3 years, so you're doing a great job to be new at it, man. Some of these cats been out here for like 30 years that I deal with, but you just came into the game about 3 years ago. You're already off and running.
Yeah, I've been blessed. I've been really blessed, and I'm appreciative of everything that has come my way. There's a lot of doors that has opened up. There's a lot of people that are involved with me at this present point. I got a couple of things in my back pocket, and I haven't wanted to release those at this present point. But we're talking film, we're talking television, we're talking a whole nine yards with AAO management. So, all I can sit there and say is if you need management, if you need someone that's going to really care for you and care about your craft and what you're doing in the industry and breaking down those chains, come holler at your girl because I'm here for you.
That's what's up, Yolanda. I see a caller out there, 818-818. You can go ahead and ask a question and make a comment now.
Yes, sir. What's going on, DJ Black Season? This is Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, calling from sunny
Don
California.
Jr. What's going on,
my brother? Man, I'm good, man. Support to Yolanda, the whole Black Smoke team over there. I'm actually in between just so many things going on. I just wanted to call in and support, you know. I don't necessarily have a question, but I'm calling spreading blessings to all the people from the sound of my voice, to the project, in the industry, in front of the camera, or if you're the person behind the camera putting it together. But I just want to show my support for the show, and I'm open for any questions. You know, I'm definitely a deep well of industry knowledge. So that's about it, man.
Hey, done. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate everything you're saying, but why don't you tell everybody who you are and what you do, my man, because they really – I don't think a lot of these people know you, so why don't you introduce yourself to the rest of the world?
Okay. My name is Don Jr. I'm the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. We're based out of sunny Los Angeles. It's a conglomerate. We have a listenership of 325,000 households worldwide and over 20 radio stations running rebroadcasts of our two-hour educational informational radio show. And what we do is we educate CEOs. What I do personally is I teach CEOs how to be CEOs, and then I also have a viral marketing staff of 35 people all across the country in different remote locations. Some is staff, salary, some people, you know, they're per project. But what they do is they put your message out there. You know? And a lot of times when you're at a situation in your career, you're not getting any type of further motion because there's not enough people hearing about your business, product, or service. So with the advantages of the internet and all these smartphones and all this wonderful stuff, we've come up with a situation so that not only can we get you out there to the people who can actually like the DJs, Black Seasons, the AOS management, the people like that, Black Smoke, the people that can actually make some stuff happen. You can have 40,000 people. We got a girl group. I just got off an interview with my girl. They have an anti-bullying tour that we're working on. We got about like 20 different markets already locked in, and we're going to be going from state to state talking about anti-bullying. And we just put the YouTube video in a matter of like over the last week, they've accomplished 90,000 views. So we were getting a lot of views. But what we're working on is it's great to get that much traffic, but now we have to turn that traffic into people. It's not only going to keep it going viral, but that's going to actually get off from behind the computers and actually do some things within their communities. Because with everything that we're doing with the Entertainment Worldwide Network, connecting people, that's why I'm on this call now, because DJ Black Seasons hit me up and said, hey, you need to be here. It's a lot of powerful people. And then when I get in, I hear people that I know that I spoke to on separate calls. So if you're in the industry and you're networking and you're responding to instant messaging, you're actually doing what you're supposed to do, and you're putting out their energy every day, things will happen. But at the same instance, just because you blow up immediately, you have to lay down a foundation to make sure that, like, even though we have 90,000 views, we're still acting like we don't have any views, and every day when we get up, we're putting out that same energy. And a lot of times people get lackadaisical. You could be waiting on a collection. You pick up $5,000 off a show, off a feature, off an endorsement deal, or off of just an appearance. And then after you get that $5,000, you say, well, I don't have to work for the next 3 or 4 weeks. And it doesn't work that way because the money runs out. So at the Entertainment Worldwide Network, my job is to teach CEOs how to be CEOs, to show them not only is it meant for you to your talent, your gifts, what God gave you, but it is when you serve God, you have to do things within order. That's why it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You have to have a leader. You have to have some type of grasp on your brand. Everything that you do, anywhere that you go in this day and age, all your records are public information, your personal information, your credit card, your house and stuff. So it's not, we live in a digital age where every lock can be open. There's a key to everything. So for me being who I am, what I do is I get with the people like Yolanda, who's on the way up, the DJ Black Caesars, and all the different entities up under the sound of my voice. Like last night, we had a real powerful call. It was a real good conference call, and some of the people might actually be on this line, and I appreciate you. You know, they did the business correct. The services were quoted. They paid their money, and we kept on moving, and the services already started. So when you do good business, good things happen, but at the same time, it's all how you conduct your business, meaning everybody will be somebody one day. Just because somebody is broke and they don't have the money, sometimes you got to work with somebody that don't have the money right now. They might not have the money, but they might know everybody and their mama with the money. So with being in the Entertainment Worldwide Network, we treat everybody the same. You can be a millionaire, but you got to sit at the table, and your vote is just as good as the dude that want to come and smoke for free every day. I mean, let's keep it real. You know, this is this. But at the end of the day, we're in the entertainment industry. There are no rules. This is the worst casino in the world. No matter what you do, you can have the best music, the best writers, the best marketing, the best promotion, and it's just not your turn for the record to hit. It might take 3 years for your record to hit, but that doesn't mean for you to give up. You know, I mean, look at 2 Chainz. You know, he's almost 40, but he stepped with it. I know Auntie out of Atlanta, she had 2 Chainz like way before he was even he was 34. So it's like, a lot of people see a lot of artists on their way coming up, and a lot of times we're so busy looking at the right now, we're not looking at the long haul. And yes, we need money to make it happen, but as a network, we're only strong as our weakest link. So to all the business owners, the CEOs, the entrepreneurs, the people under the sound of my voice, as you grow in this industry, one thing that travels faster than anything is negative news. So when you break relationships, you break people off, and people hurt your feelings, and you tell your own boy, you tell your cousin, and you spread that negative energy, and you put that out there, you can't take it back. So after being in this industry for the last 15 years, being blackballed, being homeless, coming back from all that, and sitting on the top of the food chain, I don't forget when I was homeless. I don't forget when I was going to voicemail, and nobody want to ask my call. So after all those kind of things, you have to take your career to another level and say, okay, you know what, I'm going to give a person a second chance. I'm going to work with somebody that don't have no money. Now, I'm not saying don't be stupid. I mean, you can't deposit love and homeboy. Maybe I might pay. You can't deposit it in the bank. But at the end of the day, sometimes in certain situations, you got to work projects you don't want to work. My name is Don Jr. I'm the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. If you have any questions, comments, complaints about what I just said, I can be reached directly at 818-358-5722. That's 818-358-5722. You can search me out on any social network. I'm on 5000, Don Jr., CEO. And DJ Black Caesars, I give you the floor.
Hey, Dunn, thanks a lot, man. Dunn is a hell of a speaker, man. This guy is a motivated speaker, and he could talk for days. He knows his game. Hey, Dunn, let him know who your dad is. I always like to plug your dad in also, if you don't mind.
Well, my father, he's the CEO of Moses Media. I'm 35 now, and he was a program director for over 30 years. And, you know, then he opened up Moses Media. So, he knows everybody. Not only does he know everybody, you know, Beyonce, Jay-Z, they want to work a record call my father. And with my father being, he was, back in 1965 when he was like 16, he was like the first black person in Missouri with a first-class radio license. And I don't know if y'all know anything about racism, but it was really bad back then. And things like that didn't happen. And not only that, he was only 16 working at KATV. It was a major radio station. This is St. Louis, Missouri, which is actually like it fluctuates from year to year, but they're between the top 10 markets. It's one of the top 10 markets, not number 5, but it fluctuates, you know. But the whole situation is to be that young and to do those kind of things in radio, as being his son, his shoes were so big, I had to get my own pair, you know. He's a millionaire, you know. So I'm putting down my grind now. And as I put down my grind, you know, he's showing me the ropes. You know, I love football.
Wow, man. Hey, man.
You already know.
Wow, man. How are you breathing, man? I mean, it's like, my God, man, you don't even take a break.
Hey, he's professional like that. The dude can breathe. Hey, he breathes through his kneecaps.
Wow, man. That's incredible, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I invite him, because that's my man right there. That dude right there is the truth of hip-hop, R&B, country, reggae. It don't matter what kind of music, what genre it comes from. That is my man. If you ever want to know anything, all you got to do is pick up and call Dunn Jr., CEO, and he will give you the info. The 911, the 411, it's always there with Dunn. Dunn, thanks a lot, man. We're happy to have you on the show, man. It's going to be a great show having you on here, man, because you are the truth. I just want you to know that, and I salute you, brother. I salute you. I double salute you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, bro. I'm here.
Yes, sir. Hey, I got another caller, 50570. I'm going to take your call. You have a comment? Would you like to ask a question to one of these people out here? 570.
Well, Don was just talking about the interview with the girls.
Yeah.
Well, Don was just talking about the interview with his girls. I was the one that did that interview.
Cool.
This is DJ Hawk from
DJ
the Hawk
cool,
Smart
cool,
Pro News
cool.
Radio. How you
great,
doing?
Great.
Well, just want to say that the group Karma, the girls.
Yeah.
What in the world?
I don't know. These people out here, they're kind of funny.
I noticed that. But that's the way it is. But I've been on Blog Talk Radio for about 2 years, and I'm almost, I would say, 15,000 listens already, and I'm growing. Okay.
Wow.
Now, that sounded like when I was at the Jersey Shore just about a couple weeks ago. But somebody's having fun out there. I wish I had those tapes for my show.
Hey, you know what? I don't know who that is, but you know what? I can find out who it is if you want me to. hold on one second. Okay. We'll see if it's going to happen again. Okay. I'm sorry, sir. Go right ahead.
Oh, don't worry. I understand that, but what I'm doing right now, I run a whole website for smartphone news. I also run a top 40 radio show on Spreaker, and all you need to do is to tune into that show every Saturday around 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific, and all you need to do is go to The Hawk, T-H-E-H-A-W-K, SNR.com, and you can be able to tune in, and you'll be able to also tune in to hear that interview just happened tonight. It will be rebroadcast on Spreaker for everyone to hear, but it's also on Blog Talk Radio, and all you need to do is go search for the_Hawk_SNR, and Don Jr., as you say, he helps everyone. He's helped me. I've known him for so far, I would say, 3-4 years, and he's helped me a lot. When I first started out, he didn't think I would go anywhere, and he started telling me I need to do this, and now he's like from night to day. He said it's 100% better show, and I'm also now even had Nicki Minaj call into my show and asked if I was doing it in a studio, and I'm running off with my own computer the whole show.
That's what it is, man. Hey, brother, well, look, man, we're going to check your show out. You just told everybody where they can find. Hey, where's your show at, man? What's the name of your show, and where's it at?
Okay, it's the Hawk Smartphone News Radio Weekend Remix coming out of the heart of the Poconos, and all they need to do is go to thehawksnr.com or for your news information on smartphone news from Android to BlackBerry, which I'm also talking to you on the new Samsung Galaxy Gear, that new watch everyone's seen on TV where you can talk to it. You're actually hearing me.
Okay.
I'm on it right now.
Wow, that's what's up. And I can hear you loud and clear, brother, because you sound like you're on some major device right there. I've seen that little watch thing. I got a friend of mine that sells those. He calls it the Novelist watch, but he has a little bit more. His is a little bit more than what you guys are doing. I see yours have a – what does that watch consist of? It has a screen where you can see the person, call waiting, and what else does it have?
It has all the functions. He receives Facebook, Twitter, my BBM now also. It will also monitor how far you walk for if you're trying to lose weight. It does it paces your walking. It's constantly adding apps. And all it is, it's actually a small computer. And it has a camera in it where you could take pictures off your watch and send them through any of the instant messengers if you'd like to. But it's only a 2-megapixel camera, so it's not that great, but it's enough that you could do a quick pic and send it to somebody. And dealing with my whole website, it's all smartphone news. I was originally BlackBerry, but now with BlackBerry, I don't know what's going to happen with them next year, the way their stock has fallen. I'm gone also into Android, and also if you're interested in submitting me any music that any of these new musicians that would like to submit music, I am looking for new music. Radio edit. Make sure, please, radio edit because it's a family-oriented radio show. All they need to do is send it to submit_music@thehawksnr.com. And I'll take a look at it. And if I like the music, I might even call them up. If they would leave their name, number, and information, I might even call up and ask them, hey, would you like to do an interview to talk about your music that you're doing and what you're doing, like any new functions you're doing? I'm willing to do that. Don set me up with quite a few interviews already, like the group tonight, Karma, and I'm big into the anti-bullying campaign. That's a subject that hits everyone, no matter their age.
Right.
The bullying is right now the cyberbullying. I don't know if you've been watching the news. What's going on? That happened in Indianapolis. The girl that just killed herself because of two other girls thinking they're better than her, and she thought doing that was a way to get away from it, and they're in big trouble for it now.
Wow. Well, look, brother, thanks a lot for coming through tonight. We really do appreciate you, man. You've been a great caller, man. You had some great stuff you talked about, and we appreciate you stopping by, man, because you did a good job.
Well, I appreciate it, and if I'll send people your way, and hopefully I'll start getting people tuning into my show.
Right.
All they need to do is contact me at Twitter at NHCBBA or the Hawk SNR. They can tweet me, and I'm also on Skype under NHCBBA.
Cool. Thanks a lot, man. We will do that, brother. And sorry about the people who are making noise out there, brother, but I guess they were getting bored.
Well, that's nothing new.
I got some guys out there get bored real quick, man.
Well,
okay,
you have a great night.
You have a great night, too, sir. Thank you for calling in, brother. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, guys. Let's take one more caller. I'm going to take 870 number right now, 870. Your mic is open. You can speak now, ask a question, or make a comment.
What's up, man?
How you doing, sir? How you doing?
It's DJ Jazz.
Jazz, what's
up,
man?
Where's the fresh prince at?
So I've been chilling, man. Just sitting here listening to your show.
Great, great, great. We appreciate you tuning in, DJ Jazz. Hey, DJ Jazz, why don't you tell the people who you are and what you do, man?
I'm DJ Jazz. I'm from Arkansas, and I'm a mixtape DJ.
And he does make about 150 mixtapes a week. This Jazz is a mixtape. Heavy, Jazz. Heavy, heavy, heavy. Real heavy. Heavier than I am. But, Jazz, what's been going on with you, man? I haven't talked to you in a while, man.
I've been working on different projects for, 2014.
Okay, okay. You got
I've been working on these. The Halloween mixtapes, the mixtape Massacre 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
And part one is already out. It's with Drama Side and DJ Visionaire on there. You can download it at DatPiff right now.
I got you. We're going to go to DatPiff and check it out, my man, because this DJ right here is hella nice, guys. I know this guy right here. We had a mixtape together, too, didn't we, DJ Jazz?
Say what now?
Didn't we do a mixtape together?
You know it, shit. Rent Dude, Pay Me.
Volume 1, man. DJ Jazz and DJ Black Caesar. We got a hella fast mixtape out there, guys. You need to go check it out on DatPiff, on DJ Jazz's mixtape hosting. I don't think I got it on my
phone. Coast mixtape.
Check that out. Oh, okay, okay. Coast to Coast mixtape, too. I didn't even know. Okay, thanks, DJ Jazz. So what you got going on right now, brother? I mean, you got your mixtapes for Halloween going on. You got anything for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to have something special for them days.
Okay.
And the newest mixtape that I got out right now is called Little Way, Young Money, Cash Money, Part 2, hosted by your boy DJ Jazz. You can find that on DatPiff, too.
Cool, cool, cool. DJ Jazz,
everybody,
you want to give your Facebook and Twitter information?
Yes, my Facebook information is Jazz Adams or just DJ Jazz Mixtapes. And my Twitter is DJ Jazz Real Trap. My Twitter is DJ Jazz Real Trap. Now I want to give a shout out to you and your show and everybody on your show, and make sure everybody come check out the mixtape with me and DJ Black Caesar. Rinse Do Pay Me.
That's what's up, man. Hey, DJ Jazz, we're glad you stopped by, man, because we got a lot going on. We're happy to have you on the show tonight, man. It's like an honor to have you on the show, man.
All right. That's what's up.
All right.
I'm glad to be on the show.
Thank you, sir.
And we need to hook up and do another mixtape.
Yeah, we do, man. So I think I'm going to do something for Thanksgiving. You want to do something for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, and I get to cover myself.
That's what's up. You already know. Okay, brother. Well, look, man, I'll holler at you later on, man. You can sit by and check out the show. If you got any questions or you want to talk to anyone, I'll put them back on the phone and let you talk, man, because you got a lot to talk about. So right now we're going to go to my man, Sean Richardson. Sean Richardson, you there, brother?
Hello.
Yo, what's
Hello.
Up, son?
What up, Radio World? What's good?
What's good?
And
you,
yo, let me drop it on you. My government is Sean, so you know me as Sean because you know we great friends. We like brothers. But everybody else got to call me Azu Direct, though. Real talk.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But it's a pleasure, man. How you?
Hey, I'm doing good, my man. I'm doing real good, man. Just trying to make it through this day, man. I got this radio show to get through, and once I get through this, my week starts. So we didn't really have anything planned for the day because the day is just one of those days where we like lay back and just ask questions, talk to the audience, play music and stuff like that. So Sean, before I get started with you, we're gonna go to another song. Well, actually, we're gonna go through a little segment with D.C., and it's called The Phone Call. Check it out.
Are you there? And you're a specialist, correct? Okay, now the problem is I caught an infection in one of my testicles, and it actually swelled up to the size of a grapefruit. Now the problem is one of my testicles is the size of a plum, and the other one is the size of a grapefruit, and what's going on is every time I urinate, I'm actually urinating on one of my testicles, so we need to correct this problem.
Yes,
we get
to
What do you suggest to do?
Yes, expecting you to put it
in your pants. Put what in my pants?
Yes.
Yes, what should I do? Okay, the problem is that I'm urinating all over my testicle.
Uh-huh.
I might need a catheter. Can you guys send me the catheter?
No,
it's right on the side of my other testicle. One is about the size of a plum, and the other one is the size of a grapefruit. But the problem is when I urinate, I'm actually urinating by one of my testicles.
And I can't do it without alcohol.
Do I put ice on it? Does that help the swelling? Or, I mean, what do I need to do? Okay, do you have any medicine you can send me out? Because already I'm using Viagra and it's causing a lot of problems. My cousin's on the phone. Caesar, can you let him know what's going on?
Yeah, you guys got my man's balls swole up and he wants to get them back down to normal size. Sir? I didn't quite hear that, sir. Hello?
Wow.
Hey, I got that right there, brother. You can believe that. We're gonna play that this week on the show, man. Damn, dude.
Okay, well, maybe some bill collection.
My man DC got one of his testicles swole, and he was urinating on his testicle. That was a big problem. Some people called him from a back clinic. They were telling him about some back medicine, and he was like, how'd you get this number? And they wouldn't tell him, so he just started talking crazy. Hey, Harold, are you out there, Harold? What's up, Harold? Are you out
here? Hey, what's going on, DJ Black Caesar and friends?
Hey, Harold, man, did you hear that with your boss, DC, man?
Oh, man, that guy's crazy, man. Yeah, man, he's wonderful, man.
Wow. Hey, I'm going to take another caller, man. Let's go a little bit different right now. 240, I'm going to take 240-383, all right? You make a question, ask a comment. I'll make a comment, ask a question. I'm sorry. 240-83-38-38-38-38-38.
Hey, man, I think you got his mic on mute.
Do what now?
I think the mic is on mute, man.
No, I just opened the mic up. I'm going to open it one more time since you made that comment right there. Open the mic one more time, 240-383. Your mic is open.
Man. Hey, man, it's me. Hey,
it's
man.
You.
Hey, yeah. JJ, man. Gerald, man.
Yeah, Gerald, you call it from a 301 number, correct?
240, man.
Correct, man. Oh, man, hey, Gino, man, you're crazy, man. That's Grandma's phone, man.
Hey, man, you better not snitch on me. Hey, I'll kick your ass, man.
Call me from the house, lad, huh?
Man.
Wow, man.
Hey, Harold, man, you better not snitch, man, or I'm going to kick your ass.
Man, Grandma's going to be asleep for a while, man. I gave her a double dose, man.
Hey, man, my buddy just came in from Jamaica, man. He brought me the ingredients for my brownies, man. He's here with me, man. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, put him on the phone.
Oh, man.
I got Gary here, man. Gary came all the way from Jamaica, man. Hold on, Gary, man. Get your ass over here, you crazy motherfucker. Come here. Yeah, I'm off here. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm chilling with me, man.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, man, we come all the way from Jamaica, man. I'm come treat on the block. I'm come see my boy, boy. Yeah, it's my brethren,
okay.
JJ.
Okay, I get it.
Big shout out to them DJ Black Caesar show, man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Appreciate it.
We give you mad love all the way from Jamaica. Mad love all the way from Jamaica, man.
Wow, that's pretty nice, man.
We represent.
Hey, thanks for coming in, man. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, me come and see my boy JJ, my brethren JJ making them brownie, man. Yeah, my boy, I'm blowing track, boy.
Okay, 870, your mic is open. 870, your mic is open. 870-273, your mic is open.
All right, I'm still here. This is DJ Jazz. I'm still here. I'm just sitting here listening to your show.
I'm sorry, Jazz. I'm sorry, bro. Let me open up another line right quick. I think I know who this is. 301-693, your mic is open. Is that Debbie?
Yes, it is, Caesar.
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I am fine. Hey, Debbie, you want to tell us about the A&R magazine? You want to tell us some stuff about that, what you got going on?
I have a lot of people interested in the cover, as well as been busy making phone calls, and Stacy's on top of her stuff as well as you. But there's a lot to come out of this, I think, with the people that have been calling back and want to get interviews and stuff with the magazine. Honestly, I can't wait till January to see how it all comes out.
Right, man.
I can't wait to it either, man. I can't wait till you start doing something good. You know, catch up, man.
I think we need to
Harold,
put the brownie recipe in the magazine.
Yeah, man. I'm down with that.
Hey, Harold, didn't you get an interview in the magazine already, Harold? Did you not do your interview?
No, man, I set my alarm clock for 1 o'clock in the afternoon, man, when I usually get up and nobody called me, man.
Man,
hey, I tried to wake you up, man.
I don't think Stacy does interviews that early, man. So you might have missed your interview, but you need to really get that done, man, because the deadline is November 15th. So if anybody gets your stuff in, the only thing we got now is ads. I'm just letting you guys know, ads in the magazine. So if you want to get in the magazine, you can get ads put in the magazine right now, starting at $25 up to the front page of $300. The back page is $200. You get a full page for $75. So if you guys want to get in on that, you can get in on that right now. With Debbie. Call Debbie. Hey, Debbie, you want to put your information out there so they can call you up?
You can call me at 301-693-7489.
Oh, well, hey, Debbie, I'd like to run an ad, man. Me and my brother, man, we got a bakery now that we're going to do here in Montgomery County in Maryland, man. And we got, like, specialty brownies of all sorts of flavors.
Hey, I got $12.50, man. You got the other $12.50, man?
Oh, man, hey, Caesar, man, can I borrow $12.50?
Yep, you sure can, Harold, because I know you're good for it. You're going to give me 20 back. Okay, guys, tonight's show is the show when you call in and promote yourself. If you don't call in, you can't promote yourself, and we don't know what you got going on. So, Yolanda, you still there, doll?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yolanda Moore. Yolanda Moore, tell us a little about Yolanda Moore. Go ahead and finish up what you were telling us. So you want to give these people your website, your telephone numbers, how they can get in touch with you?
No.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Azu, are you still there, Azu?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes.
Hey, Azu, tell the people what you do, man, who you are and what you do, man, because they need to know that.
All right, my name is, my name is Azu Direct. I'm the program director for CypherConnect.com. That's Cypher spelled C-I-P-H-A. You already know how to spell connect. And I got a lot of things going on, so. Basically, right now, what I'm trying to do is get people more interested in using their very own platforms as opposed to spending so much time on the other social networks. And then you can actually start reaping the benefits of the SEO leverage, the distribution possibilities that you have, you know, as far as distributing content that's related to whatever you're putting out, whether it's a radio show and you talk about Harold and all his crazy brownie-eating posse, or that's no disrespect, Harold, but anyway, whatever. Or you can talk about the actual music that you're putting out and your magazines and stuff like that, and you actually want to start leveraging a different type of search engine optimization. So in short, basically what I do, I build complex networks that will help you be in more than one place at the time. And, yeah, it truly works. Stuff like posting to maybe 50 or 200-300 social profiles at once. You know, connecting with your friends, forming an organization so that when you're promoting, like, you know, socially or whatever, you actually have access to, let's just say if you was a member of over 150 high-traffic Facebook groups, but you needed to post in all of those groups, but you don't have the time, of course, to do all that. So I actually provide a way to be able to do that type of stuff. So information technology is what I'm really into. And basically, whether, you know, I got clients that sell hair or have salons, or I have clients that are running for mayor of their cities or whatever, and they got to reach a lot of people. So that's actually one thing I focus on. But CypherConnect.com is a manifestation of what I offer. So it's basically, you know, having every member in your social networking site actually going out actively blogging for you and blogging about the relative content that you want, you know, to have something to do with in your particular industry. So that way it's going to help you leverage the search engines and things like that and get more news out on your RSS feeds and all that type of stuff. Cypher Connect, we also provide radio stations, web hosting, web design, flyers, all this type of stuff, CD duplication. So, you know, but it is what it is. So it's on a need-to-know basis. So if you join the site, then you have an opportunity to deal with us, excuse me, directly. I smoke cigarettes, so you got to bear with me. But you have an opportunity to deal with us directly and have special access if you're given that special access. But, you know, then you got browsers that just want to watch the content. So imagine if Facebook was basically serving content that we like watching, whether it's the latest movie, like I just got Carrie. You'll be able to check it out on CypherConnect.com. In a few, if you haven't seen it already, you'll be able to see Carrie from the website itself or watch it from your mobile device. But, you know, you know, being able to have these things, like when you join or whatever and you get in, you know what I mean, because we don't just play around with people. We don't deal with just any and everybody. It's just who we decide to allow to network on our particular platform because it's still in the beta stage. So I don't know if that answers the questions, but, I mean, basically information technology is what we do, from radio to making mixtapes and serving them to multiple mixtape sites or, you know, an artist that's trying to get more promotion, is not trying to be dealing with all this other, you know, crazy stuff, you know, dealing with ISRC numbers or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We actually do that for you so you don't have to worry about it. So you just live your life. You don't have to blog. You don't have to be on Twitter. You don't have to really go on Facebook. It's an automated system that does everything for you.
Cool. That's what
okay,
it
wake
is,
up
man.
Out there.
Like,
I ain't that damn boring, huh?
You sound like a happy guy. You sound like a happy guy. Are you a happy guy?
All day, every day. That's what I do. Information is power. You know what I'm saying?
I get you, man. I get you.
You know, I'm just trying to do my thing, you know, do our thing, because we are a network, you know, and we all get along and we do what we do. I definitely like to give a shout-out to DJ Black Caesar. So, I mean, definitely, if you haven't checked out DJ Black Caesar Radio.com, you need to go and check it out, because I'm actually working on a site right now as we speak, and you're going to be able to see some things through the site. It's going to be amazing. Where you're going to be able to see what we can actually do for the artists who are placed in his website. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
well,
DJs out there.
You
hold up, let me say this. DJs out there, if you're already running virtual DJ, okay, if you're running virtual DJ, you might be spinning at a club or you might be spinning at a house. Contact me. Get connected to the Cypher. You can actually broadcast live from Cypher Connect Radio, and the listeners are going to be phenomenal because, you know, it's a joint effort of everybody in the radio. We all pay for advertising together, and you took this radio station out and this website out. So the amount of traffic that's going to be coming to this website is going to be unbelievable because we deal with enterprises that will actually put our site out. You know, they cover over 98% of the World Wide Web, so it's like no telling where you'll see banner ads popping up. But definitely if you're trying to connect to the server and just, I mean, learn how to use this type of technology because, you know, I'm not the only candy shop in town, so there's some other people out there that's doing the same thing. But you need to learn how to connect your DJ equipment to a live radio station, okay, where you can go on live and you can perform and do your thing for however long they let you and then disconnect, and then it goes back to the automated playout system. So DJs from around the world can actually operate as a community on one radio station. So it takes social networking to the next level because we're engulfing now radio as a social thing.
Right. Sounds interesting, man. Actually, this brother right here is working on my website as we speak right now. He's updating it, and it looks pretty good so far. This guy's he's brains, man. He's nothing but brains, full of knowledge, full of stuff to help out with the websites. And I have a radio station also, guys. You need to go check that radio station out. DJ Black Caesar Radio, DJ separate from Black, Black Caesar Radio. Caesar spelled C-E-Z-A. Check it out on TuneIn every day. Check it out. And you can get yourself a radio station also if you want one. You can get with me, and I'll put you in touch with my guy right here. He's Azu, and Azu will hook you up. Hey,
yeah,
man, thanks for who was that? Is that Miss Ma'am?
That's me, Zita.
How you doing, Miss Ma'am? What's up with you?
I'm all right, Zita. I fell asleep. I'm watching Golden Girls, and that Harold. I'm babysitting Harold, and Harold making all this damn noise in here.
Yeah, I know Harold. Harold's just full of noise, man. He's full of noise. Making those little special effects in the background. That's Harold, everyone.
I can't wait.
That's Harold.
All the damn noise just getting on my nerves. This is making my nerves bad. I wish your grandmama hurry up and get her ass back here, because I'm sick of this.
Wow. Hey, Ms. Ma'am, how was your week this past week, ma'am?
My week was good. I took my grandbabies to the Million Man March anniversary.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool. What was that at?
Yeah, I took my grandbaby. I took my great-grandbaby, and I took my great-great-grandbaby. They all enjoyed themselves.
Okay. Well, what was that at, Miss Ma'am? What was the march at?
Down in Alabama. Down in Alabama. You know where Alabama is. That ain't too far from your house. You're about 30 minutes from Alabama.
Okay, I got you.
Hold
I don't know what you're
doing. Hold on, Cedar. Hold on. I'm going to put this flick on your ass. Get your ass down here and stop that damn noise.
Wow.
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of you now. I'm going to call your grandma in a minute. We're sick of this noise.
Hey, everybody, check it out. Jerry just informed me that her and D.C. are having an event this Friday. And she wants to let all the people know about it. So, Debbie, are you still out there, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Debbie, why don't you
tell
us a little bit about
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing fine. If I can ever get hair to act right, I'll be doing better. I'm doing a bad living part, and he just acts like he don't care about nothing.
I thought D.C. was going to come in, Bill Clown was going to come in and talk about some of the stuff he has going on, but he hasn't made it yet, but hopefully he'll be here shortly.
Put some clothes on, Harold.
Don't
walk around here with
your
drawers on. Put some clothes on.
Yeah, come on, Harold. Put your clothes back on.
Friday,
Debbie, tell us about your event. Okay.
Okay, Friday the 25th at the Bench Street Royal Bar in Frederick, Maryland, we are having Rock versus Rap. We have some really good bands as well as hip-hop artists. $10 to get in up until 10 o'clock, $15 after that. Drink specials all night. It's going to be really nice. We're hoping everybody comes out.
Okay. Thank you, Stacy. Stacy. Thank you, Debbie. Yeah, that was Debbie.
Debbie, do I get a senior citizen discount if I was come out?
Yes, you can.
I'll bring the rest of the golden girls with me. Harold,
get
your ass down. Stop that noise. I'm telling you, I'm gonna put my hands on you in a minute.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
Let's take these damn
toes
from him in a minute, because he's got these damn toes going crazy.
Is Stacy out there in Las Vegas?
Hello.
Hello,
Stacy.
How are you, Stacy?
Oh, come deal with this damn Harold for me, because Harold's just getting on my damn nerves.
How you doing, Stacy?
I'm doing good today. I'm finally happy that Vegas is cooling off a little bit. Makes me happy. Yeah, it's okay today.
That's great. Yeah. How's the magazine coming?
Vegas cool. I'm getting hot over here. I'm getting hot. Hell, sit your ass down.
Stacy, how's the magazine coming?
Magazine is coming beautifully. It's just coming together. We got the Beauty of the Month pictures, and she happens to be gorgeous. Again, we're not saying anything. But I've got a lot of really, really cool interviews, some awesome people, great performers, and you'd be amazed at how much talent is around everyone, and we just don't get the opportunity to see it, you know? So this is just
really
good. We've got some really awesome performers out there, so.
That's my question.
Willie
my sister,
the redneck. What's up?
She wants to be a
Willie.
Hey, what's up,
Caesar? You just cut Stacy off, man. You want to hold off on
that?
Wow. Okay. Hey, brother, let Stacy finish talking, and then you can come on and talk, all right? Just hold on 1 second. Let Stacy finish.
I'm actually just about done. It's really just coming along amazingly. I'm excited at getting everybody in there and some interviews from some of our friends here on the Caesar Show. So that's going to be a lot of fun coming for everybody to see who these people really are, these characters. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely.
Well, Harold just told me he didn't do his interview yet, man. And I was like, damn, Harold, you should have did your interview already because I know Stacey's on top of the job. She has DJ Black. He's already done his interview. Willie the Redneck and Miss Mail got their interviews done. So I don't know what's holding Harold up. Is he just that important or what?
You know, according to his Facebook, he's been spending a lot of time adding special ingredients to his brownies.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Special ingredients.
Well, that's the only
brownies.
Reason I like
okay.
babysitting is because he make them brownies. Them brownies good. As a matter of fact, he did something to them brownies, made me take a long nap. And he been doing every damn thing under the sun while I was asleep. I don't know what the hell going on.
Hey, wow. Man, my brother's been very busy taking care of my grandmother. He's been massaging her feet and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Well, see, don't. Wow. But anyway,
he left you with me so she can get the hell away from you.
Man, I don't know what you just said, lady, but you need to clear your voice. I can't understand you.
Oh, wow. Okay, guys.
Hey,
wait one second.
Your ass.
We're going to
wait.
We're going to take an intermission break. We're going to go to my man E. Amin, his song called Gangster. You guys chill out.
For the OGs. Tasting them yesterday. For the BGs. Trying to be like them. Edie Dom. Benny Wiscombe. Let's go. Yeah, seven loose cut dog, blowing down a full vibe, heading to the stacks, gotta keep my money on the rise. Ain't nothing like being the outlaw gangster, got my partner on the other line. Yeah, we bout to link up, crank it up a notch, just as hollin' out, too turned up. Old school niggas still get love from them young bucks, so you set up, twist your fingers, right beside your flag, it's a gangster party, ain't nobody even mad. You mean I have a Lamborghini with a diamond in your pinky, but you still a good nigga to me, hood niggas feel me. It's a business when I spit it, classic all around, this is for them drop tops, now let the tops down, nothing but a deep thing, like a Spanish weed gang, with Super Snoop Dogg, and Dre was pumping nine,
hood,
I took
rigid,
blue line,
rigid.
I ain't Dre a bodybuilder, where the motherfucking gangsta at, somebody's gotta build it,
fucking money. Now the realest nigga y'all done came across in a long time. Everything you hear me talk about it, it's on mine. I ain't renting shit. Access immediate. Have a mini car show. You ain't fucking with the clip. Eastside ATL, 5,000 square feet. And I paid cash for it. I can show you the receipt, nigga. Turn up and chase the game. Worth the guy. Once I touch it, you won't see it the same. See, I speak like I got sense, but I don't get it fucked up. I'm a paper chase. The definition of a hustler. Highway hitter. Come back to just.
You already know.
Houston, Texas. South side, southwest side, dead end. North side, stand the fuck up. ATL, Zone 6, stand the fuck up. It's your boy, Decatur Black. Zone 6, big homie. No-
Heck yeah, man. Yo, what up? This is MC Nice, and I'm here with DJ Black Caesar and Friends, making it do what it do, baby. That's right, DJ Black Caesar and Friends on every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time with major artist interviews, indie artist interviews, breaking news, and breaking new music. You know what time it is. The rent's due. Pay me. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, guys. The rent is due. Pay me. Hey, check it out, man. Let's get Yolanda Moore back. Hold on, guys. Let me get Yolanda Moore back. Where you at, Yolanda?
I'm right here.
Hey, Yolanda, can you come back and tell us some more about your company, man? Because we kind of, like, forget. So can you tell us again about your company, ma'am?
Sure. What I particularly do is I manage all industry. It would be corporations, artist management, lyricists. You name it, you got it. Producers, I'm that person for you. I just recently today kind of capping off of what one of the members had basically said was, you do things for people because it's within your heart. And that's exactly what I've taken on today. I just kind of wanted to share this little bit of piece of information. I won't, you know, put her name out there because of confidentiality. But, you know, she's a very, very good songwriter. She's a good lyricist. But at the same time, too, she's handicapped. But she's not able to do a lot of the things that she wants to do, and she didn't have proper management. Well, today, you know, I just felt really compelled to go ahead and tell her, listen, baby girl, you don't have to do anything. Don't send me any money. Don't pay for my services. My services are on the house for you. You know, it's just really morally wrong to try to take from people who don't have the capabilities of really getting it done, but they're masterminds at what they have and capabilities. So, you know, that's all about my company. That's who I am. You know, it's not so much me getting a revenue from you, because I'll get that on a back burner if everything makes it right and, you know, you make that hit, which we all want to happen. But at the same time, too, it's coming from my heart. I started this company again 3 years ago, and, you know, I like to really tell people everything that they need to know regarding management and regarding the things that I have learned within this industry. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and it's really hard and tough as a black woman to get and break these chains, which, you know, I'm proud to say that I have done just that. So with my heart and my kindred spirit, I'm able to go ahead and wing through the BS, so to speak, and get right down to the bottom of the nitty-gritty and figure out what needs to be done, and I make it happen. So I'm very, very blessed to be in this industry. It is something that is my heart. It is something that I feel compelled to do. And at the same time, too, I keep trying to tell everybody I want to be that Deborah Etney. I got to get her, and I want to be just like her. Those things right there will make me, you know, one of the greatest leaders in this industry. Of course, it's going to take some time, but I think that I'm going ahead, and I'm starting my path. And like I said, I'm very, very blessed to be a part of everything that's going on within this industry to be able to help the individuals out that need that services that I'm giving to them.
Wow. You sound like a true vet out there, like you're doing with what God has put you here to do, and it sounds like you're the one to work with. So you sound like somebody I might need to holler at. So I'll probably get with you tomorrow to see if I can get some services out of you, because you sound like you're the truth right now, lady. You sound like you're the one. Hey, but anyway, you want to tell the people your social networks, like your Facebook, your Twitter, all that stuff, so they can have that?
Yeah, sure. You guys can go ahead and come and get me at Yolanda Moore. That's Yolanda Moore. It's going to be in captions, Miss Boss on there. And then also my Twitter account would be at AAOS Management I. That's AAOS Management I. You can also follow me there. I also have a webpage with on Twitter. My fan page is AAOS Management Solutions Incorporated. Like I said, you know, I'm getting people hitting me up every day from DJs down to producers. As a matter of fact, I want to kind of put this out here. I had mentioned, you know, last week when I was on your show that I had a multi-platinum Grammy Award-winning producer, Kojak Charles. Well, he has just now been invited to be on a panel for a show that's coming up regarding the Exposé show. They're doing this what's called the producer show. And, you know, I had just kind of put him out there because everyone, no matter how high you are within this industry or how low you are, you still need work and you still got to eat. So I figured with his status, let's just go ahead and put him up in there with that producer show, you know, see if we can get him a little bit of, you know, help and a little bit more recognition. Because, you know, he just did that new Fontana song, called We Ain't Worried About Nothing. So with that being said,
okay.
you know, I try
okay.
to help a lot of people out, whether, you know, you are the Jay-Z's or the next Beyonce's that's coming out or whether you already clearly established. So, you know, those definitely, yeah, come and find me at those websites and hit me up. And you know what? I don't have any kind of thing behind it, but you can also find me at my cell phone. All my phone is always on. It's always ringing. So for those who want to hit me up, my number is 316-616-4591. Again, my number is 316-616-4591. Call me up. I'm always available. I don't sleep. And in this industry, there is no sleep if you want to get to where you got to go. So let's work.
Right, right. I agree with you all the way up until the part where you said there is no sleep, man, because I had 6 strokes and I know there's sleep now because I had the strokes to prove it. Hey, guys, but hey, if you guys don't sleep, you're going to stay up like Yolanda. Hey, good luck.
Got
to
end with hey. I got to get it. I got to get it. So, you know, I want to be just like you, DJ. I got to make that move. So, you know, there ain't no sleep
right,
in me
right
now.
That's what's up.
Well,
man,
that's the cousin
up
of death, man.
Yolanda, you know what? I think, Yolanda, just so that you know that, I think in this industry, a lot of the people that I've run into, that I've spoken to, there's so many people out there that take them for granted and take advantage of it that really don't have their best interest in there. So I commend you for, you know, working with the person that you were working with. In addition, the passion that you showed just in speaking right now, I think we can all agree that's something that's really needed in it, because a lot of these artists are just taken for granted. And they don't know what they're doing walking in. They really don't. So I'm sure they appreciate that.
Right, they really do. They need guidance, okay? And I'm not over here equipped to say that I know everything, but, you know, I'm one of those diligent persons that you're just not going to step over them when it comes to me. It's just not going to happen. So either you're going to come correct or you're going to go home. Bottom line, it's just not going to work with me. You know, I look out for my artists. I look out for the people that I work with. And, you know, I don't care if I'm in the back burner. I don't care to be in the front running line of this. But I have to be the voice for them, because, like you said, this industry, there's a lot of vipers out there. You know, they really just want to get that quick dollar. And it's not all about that quick dollar. Sometimes it's just a person's dream to get up there and to be able to be in front of 50 people, let alone 5,000 people, to give their word and spread their word. So if I can die tomorrow knowing that I've helped them people do that, then you know what? God has given me my right gift, and I'm on my right path. So I commend everybody for taking the time to do that. And I'm one of them. So I'm here anytime anybody needs me. Like I said, I'm here. So all you got to do is just reach out and touch me.
Wow. Wow,
all right, DJ
great.
Black
thanks.
Caesar.
Yo, is that DC?
That's me, brother. We're shaking. I'm over here. Harold, tune me in, man. How's things going?
Hey, things are going great, man. We've been waiting for you to come on, man, because tonight it's just anything you want to do. So you talk about your business, about what you got going on. And I was like, wow, where's Daryl at, man? We need Daryl on the show, man. So now Daryl Klein is here. Let me introduce him, everyone. This is Daryl Klein out of Washington, D.C., with DC Productions and Hot Tracks Records. Daryl, what's up,
hey,
man? How you doing?
What's happening, viewers and everybody online? How's life treating you? Like my man DJ Black Caesar said, this is DC Music Man Daryl Klein with DC Productions. Is that Yolanda we have on the phone, Caesar?
Yes, it is. That's Yolanda Moore.
That's Unique's manager, right?
Yes, sir. Unique's manager.
Cool. Yolanda, I'm still waiting for you to send me some information. Me and Debbie Mullen in a few months are getting ready to have a big R&B throwdown here in the nation's capital. We want to have your guy come out. It's going to be R&B and pop.
Wonderful.
So we definitely want to invite him out here.
Wonderful. I'll get that right over to you.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to doing a lot with you guys. Love it. I'm a big fan. I got a chance to listen to some of the music and so forth, and I tell you what, you got your hands full with that one. They're going to be jumping at you left and right trying to snatch him up.
Oh, that's okay. You know, if they can go ahead and snatch him up, it's my job to keep that ego intact. So we got a team here.
There you go.
Right,
well, this This Friday at Ben Street Raw Bar in Frederick, Maryland, we're having rock versus rap. We got three devastating rock bands, and they're going to meet some of the best talent we have here in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area to go battle one-on-one up on the stage, going back and forth. And at the end, they're probably going to have an Aerosmith Run DMC throwdown.
Nice.
So that's one of the shows we're doing this week. Is Debbie still on the phone?
I think so. Debbie, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, you shouldn't be on the phone, young lady. You need to be cracking away at that A&R Review magazine.
I am.
I know that's right. Caesar, crack that whip, brother.
I got you, man. I got you.
we got those deadlines to go for.
You're a slave driver, ain't he?
That's right. We're doing a big. We got all these different magazines coming out with some great featured celebrities, some write-ups from artists from all over the world. I tell you what, nobody, I mean nobody, is doing like DJ Black Caesar and DC Music Man. So that's what is
right.
Up. Caesar, you know it.
Hey, man, I already know it, brother. You on it, man. You always on it. Hey, Daryl, why don't you do this, man, for the people that don't know you, why don't you introduce yourself and let them know what you do, man?
Well, I am here in the nation's capital. My company is DC Productions. My independent record label is called Hot Track Records. Also, I am the president of the Bullying Awareness Foundation. DC Productions, we have over 20 years experience in the music business and over 40-plus years in the music family. I have over 150 artists on my roster, all genres of music, from rock, rhythm, and blues, to hip-hop, to jazz, you name it, we got it, okay? Then we go on to Hot Track Records. We have A&Rs all over the United States. Right now we have about almost 33 A&Rs in the different states. What we do is we sign artists and bands onto the record label, and then we push for a major record deal for these guys. We push them really hard, give them the tools and opportunities and the knowledge to go ahead and, you know, advance into the next phase of their career. And the Bullying Awareness Foundation, what we do is we raise money by throwing concerts and shows, and some of the proceeds go towards raising awareness for bullying. So that's what we do. And then we got Debbie Mullen. She's got a babysitting business in the background. Debbie, you still there with all your kids in the back?
Yes, I am. I'm not babysitting.
Okay, I was just making sure. I know you don't have mute on your phone, so I had to throw you under the bus. Caesar, you still there?
Damn, so
well, cool,
Caesar. On the show.
That's Debbie Mullen. Good Lord.
Damn.
Well, thank you, Caesar, for letting me come in on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully you play some hits, man. I'm waiting for you to play. Can you play your song that you and your uncle did?
I got you, man.
I'm just saying, man. That's my jam, man. All right, buddy.
Hey, I got you, man.
I'll talk to you soon. Okay, yeah.
I'm dropping you, bro.
Okay,
talk to you, man.
All right,
thanks, buddy.
Hey, can you say something about my
mixtape
coming
out? Let me get my mind right.
See your name, Rod Davis.
Rod Davis doing it big with DJ Black Caesar for his mixtape.
I don't believe it.
Heroes of Music.
Heroes of Music.
Co-Corey Capone is on the other side of you.
I got you.
Co-Corey Capone. That's me, man. Holla at your boy, man. Look me up on YouTube. On a Coke, Dirty Laundry mixtape, holla at your boy.
If I say prescription.
Yo, guys, check it out, guys. I got my people here right now. We're at a bocce shop right now. We're eating dinner. We're having a good time. I just want to give a shout-out to my people out there. What's up, Johnny O? Nerd DJs. Also, I'm going to give a shout-out to my grimy music DJs. What's up, guys? Hey, this CD right here is going to be the best on the market, guys. I got a lot of major artists on here right now. I got Bone Thugs and Harmony. I got Idi Amin on here. I got Creek Dog on here from the Dog Pound. I got a lot of people on here, man. So check it out. Oh, hey, I can't forget my man. Jay, hey, what's up, Jay? What's up, Mikey J? I got him on the CD also, guys. So check out this CD. It's real hot. I got a lot of major artists on here, guys. Check it out. I got Rod Davis sitting beside me, man. We're at the Hibachi shop right now eating dinner. Hey, check it out, guys. Hey, what's your name, baby?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. I got Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, say Heroes of Music.
Heroes of Music.
You heard it right there from Jennifer. She gave you guys a shout-out. Heroes of Music, man. We're having a good time up here. Hey, guys, I'm tipsy. I'm real tipsy. So you guys, hey, what?
All I could say was...
out there in the audience right now, and nobody raised their hands. So if you did raise your hands, I thank you guys for coming on and actually letting people know what you had going on and talking to these people. Yolanda Moore, we thank you for coming by tonight. And I want to thank my man Dave for coming by with the little 11-year-old, man. He was really on top of it with his girl. It came through there in the studio, and he showed us love. And I want to thank DC for stopping by for a quick moment because he came by and told the people what he does and what he's doing and what he's looking for. So if you guys don't act on it, you know what? Nothing going to be done. Also, I want to thank Don Jr., CEO, coming through the show, man. That guy right there is a hell of a guy, man. That guy right there is really on top of it. Really knowledgeable, man. The most knowledgeable guy out there that I know of is Don Jr., CEO. We want to thank him. Also, we'd like to thank the guy that came in from the radio show. You know, you guys go check him out. I don't know where to check him out. Man. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. But, hey, you guys can rewind this show. These shows are recorded. So you go back and find out who he is and where he's from and what he does. And, you know, just support him, man. Support the guy. He sounds like he has a great show also.
His name is Hawk, man.
Hawk. Willie, you still out there, brother?
I'm still here, Travis.
Hey, Willie, what's up, man? You want to talk and tell people who you are and what you got going on, man?
Yeah, I've got something going on here. I'm dealing with this badass kid over here, them Harold. He's not even a goddamn kid. I don't understand this crap right here. This ma'am, she let him in my room. He messed with all of our stuff, man. I can't believe this, man. My moonshine came up with and then he got his damn... He gave me some magic brownies, and hell, they came up missing, too. How the hell you gonna give me something to take it back from?
Oh, wow, man. We're going through it, man. Willie, you're going through it, man. I'm sorry. I'm thinking you're hell. Willie, you're going through it, man.
I got to put up with this goddamn kid, and I got to put Miss Ma'am. I can't. This is a bad night for me, Caesar.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, Willie, you did a great interview the other night with Stacey Darlene, man. Your interview was real nice, man.
Hey, leave my damn chicken alone. Put that chicken down.
Hey,
buddy.
Get
my
phone
over there.
Hey, man. I'm trying to freak out, man. I'm here, man.
You need to put my chicken down now. Leave my chicken alone. That chicken was all right because you got over here.
Hey, Willie, man.
Hey, you
eat that thing, man.
Hey, guys, I got a caller from 570, Ms. Ma'am. Let's take that caller and see who they are, what they got to say. 570, your mic is open.
Yeah, this is Steve. This is the DJ Hawk you forgot about. But
Hey, DJ Hawk, I got you, man. My man just said DJ Hawk. He just filled me in, man. I want everybody to go out and support this brother right here, man. I want everybody to go support DJ Hawk and see what he has going on. Because I think I've been on your show, DJ Hawk, before, man. Your show sounds very familiar. I think I've been on it before. I don't know if I have or haven't, but I will be. What time does your show come on? What days?
Okay, on my interviews on Blog Talk, I'm doing them on, I'm going to make them on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. And then on Saturday is my...
Okay. What'd you say? Saturday what now?
Saturday is my Top 40 radio show on Spreaker, and all you need to do is go to thehawksnr.com, and if you'd like to call into that show, it's 570-213-7733. That's my Skype hotline.
Could you get that number out one more time, man, because you said too fast for me. Slow down a little bit. Yeah, a little slower.
It's
570-213-7733. 77 what now? 3-3, okay. And that's the DJ.
Can you say it again, man?
Right. And also, if you want to get, contact me personally, all you need to do is type in *, that **, the Hawk, it's an R.
Hey, Ray, can you say it? Can you say it one more time, man? I'm going to call in, man, on Saturday. I want to be your special guest, man.
Yeah, man, me too, man. **, the Hawk, SNR.
I need a phone number, man.
It's 570-213-7733. Again, that number is 570-213-7733. The DJ Hawk.
This is the DJ Hawk show, man.
Harold, I've been hearing from you all day. I'm tired of you. Harold,
he's not going to be using my phone.
He's not going to use no phone. He's been acting up all damn day. I'm sick of this all night long.
Get it back up, man. Back up with my brother.
Wow.
We're also looking for music for the holiday season. If any of you DJs or new musicians would like to submit them, please send them my way because I'll play them.
DJ Hawk, what is that email? Hey, guys, could you shut the hell up for one second? Everybody shut the hell up for 1 second so I get this email address from DJ Hawk, all right? What's that email address, Mr. Hawk?
It's submit.
What?
_ music.
Okay, hold on, man. It's SUB, right?
Yes, I'm stuttering. I'm sorry.
Yeah, give me one more time, bro. Give me one more time, man.
It's submit_music. @thehawksnr.com.
Okay, music.
Read that number again.
.snr.com.
Yep.
Okay. I got you, brother. I got you. Yeah. I got some music
and
on Smith.
And I appreciate all your time tonight. You guys are doing a great job on the show.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it. I got a lot of clowns on here, but you know, hey, they'll be all right.
Hey, DJ Hawk.
What do you
DJ Hawk? Hey, man, I was wondering, man, what do you pay for your host, man? Because I'm not getting paid from Caesar, man. And he promised me I'd be getting money, man. So I don't know what's going on, man.
I'm getting paid by the U.S. government.
Oh, well,
oh, man.
Can you split that?
Welfare, man. He's on welfare, dude.
Hold on. I'm a U.S. veteran. I'm a military veteran.
Oh,
nice, man.
Thanks for your service, bro.
Man, but they kicked me out of boot camp, man.
No
That's
wonder.
True, man. That's true, man. They did, man.
Yeah. Hey, Gerald, they probably kicked him out because he was back there making all the little blooper noises and the little springs and all that stuff with the hoses.
No, man,
you
know, that's not us, man. That's a Crazy Willie, man.
He kept showing up in the morning for PT with his pants off.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, buddy, get my damn name out your mouth. You hear me?
Wow. You heard that, didn't you?
Hey, yeah, man, I think you got one of man's pep in your mouth, man.
I'm fucked up, buddy. Hey, the magical brownie, you made it for me. You better return the magical brownie before your life is over with, or your ass
bring
is
it on, man.
Flavors.
You better bring it on, man. Bring it on.
You and your brother.
Yeah,
hey,
man, which
man,
one?
Wait. I'm gonna make you a deal, man. Let me have this man for the weekend, man, and I'll give you a special brownie mix, man.
Wait a minute, Harold. You just asked him to give you Miss Ma'am for the weekend, and you gonna give him a brownie for Miss Ma'am?
No, man, I'm gonna give Willie, man, a special dose of brownies, man. I wanna borrow Miss Man for the weekend, man. I've never been with a woman with no teeth, man.
She probably gets bomb gummies. She probably gets bomb gummies, dude.
Tell you something. Don't you ever disrespect me like that.
Wow. Hey, Gerald, don't you ever disrespect her like that again. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. We got about 9 minutes for the show left. Anybody wants to say anything, you can say it now or forever. Hey, hold on, guys. I got another caller right now on the phone lines. Let's see what they have to say at 662. This is my area right here. 662-523. Your mic is open. You can make a comment or ask a question. What's up?
Wake up, man. Wake up.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. Let's go to 862. You're 862. Your mic is open. You need to want to make a comment or ask a question?
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Cafe calling in, checking in. Shout out to you.
What's up, man?
What's good, big bro? Shout out to you and the whole show. He's always doing your thing as usual.
Hey, man.
Hey,
Cap. Showed up, man.
Hey, what's good?
Much love to you, Cap. He did a phenomenal interview, by the way. See, you won't be disappointed with what Cap has to say inside the magazine.
Oh, I already know.
He's really true to heart,
I already
man.
Know.
Yeah,
buddy.
That was a really good one.
That's what's up. His face says the door, man. It's a good one, brother. Trust me. Face ain't going to lie about nothing. She's going to tell the truth.
Stacy
ain't going to
joke. If it sucks,
I'm
like, I'm sorry. It sucks.
I can't. Hey, Stacy.
Huh?
I mean, Stacy, you know what? I can't wait to read this magazine, man. I know it's going to be a fantastic magazine. Everybody's going to eat after we get this magazine out there in the world. We're going to get a lot of copies sold. We're going to try to sell at least 1 million copies by 2015. Well, 1 million copies sold by, no, not 2015. 2014, we'd like to have a million CD magazines sold out there. And, wow, that's going to be a lot of money for you, dear. We're going to make a lot of money. But you know what? It's not about the money for me right now. It's all about getting the name out there a little bit more. Me and Stacey have some great ideas with this magazine. If anybody has any great ideas, call us up about the magazine because we want some more great ideas to go to the magazine. Actually, I had one the other day that I was telling Stacey about. For every artist I've interviewed on this show right here, we're going to interview them again for the magazine, but we're going to take the show segment from the show, and we're going to put the website, the URL in the magazine right by their name, like Baltimore Storm was on here at such and such date. We're going to put her show listing right there with her on her page, so you can go there to the DJ Black Jesus show and pull up her archives, and you can get to hear the show. So that's what we plan on doing. That was my idea, and I think that's a great idea for them to be able to go and pull up the show. If you don't want to read it, you can go pull it up on the radio and listen to it. So it's gonna get, you're going to get about the same thing out of it. You might get a lot more from the magazine. You might get a lot more from the interview because the radio interview is always the best. But you guys get involved with us, DJ Black Caesar, and DC Productions, and you guys will be halfway there. I know a lot of you guys got a lot of things going on. Why don't you get with us? Let us know what you got going on so we can make it all come to life for you guys. Also, I got promos out there if you're interested. Get at me about my promos, some of the best promos in the world right now on the Internet. The best on the Internet world, the lowest prices anybody can ever dream of, prices so low it make you slap your mama. Hey, guys, check it out, man. These prices are dirt cheap, man. For what you're going to get, for all the stuff I got included, like the interviews, mother radio stations, the mixtapes, all the mixtapes you're included with that. Wow, what else I got? You get in the magazine, we put you in the magazine, man. We got a lot of things we can involve you guys with. And also, you get that branding from the major artists, major stars out there. I'll let you guys talk to whoever. I don't care who it is. If I got them, you got them. So, hey, that's how we're going to do it for 2014, man. I'm going to pass on the information. You guys get in with me with this promo deals, man. I hope you guys up. You hook me up. Also, Cap will tell you all about it. Cap has that promotion going on right now. Cap, you still there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Cap, tell him what you get, man. Tell him what you get, Cap. You know a lot more than I do.
Yeah, you get a lot, man. A lot, especially on the, throughout the internet, getting your name out there, brand on the internet. Definitely did a good job, great job promoting me out there every day, day in and out, you know, all night, all day and night long. On all the social networks, get all of that. You get Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, AudioVox,
Google.
All of,
yeah, forget about Google, man.
Yeah, all that stuff. All them networks.
Yeah,
all the
social
networks. Hulkshare, all of those networks. You get all those networks.
Cap, check it out, man. Also, I talked to Miss Trotter the other day, and she said she was going to get you set up for your interview because she said something came up the last time, so she said she's going to get – oh, you know what? Oh, wow, man. I talked to her, and you know what? They're actually charging for their show now. I said, nope, my artist cannot pay anything to get on the show because I was like, you know, she was like, you can get on the show for free. We can work with you. But the first independent artists, they don't work with independent artists no more for freebies. They're charging like $30 over there, and basically $30 to get you on television, their little TV program. And I told her, you're not even interested in that. So I'm going to get you hooked up with two more. You still got to do the next interview on our show again. You still got an interview to do on our show. And then I'm going to hook you up with another radio station also, probably the Bicycle Tony show. I'll get with Bicycle Tony and see what days he's available. So I'll give you a call tomorrow, Cap, just since we're on the phone already. I'll give you a call tomorrow, and we'll see what other two shows we can hook you up with, brother.
All right. Yeah, that's what's up. All right.
Okay. And I told you about the commercial already. I told you about the commercial that we'll have a commercial pretty soon. My man said he's wrapping up about three more commercials, and he'll be working on yours next. And I told him, I was like, that's cool, but you know what? You really don't have to do that because I could have did your own commercial, man. I got the software to do the commercials right here, but I just don't like doing them. But you know what? I could do a great commercial, too, man. I'm pretty professional. I think I could do you a great commercial. So basically, I'll probably work on that myself, get your commercial done, so you can have a commercial on about five different radio stations or six radio stations or seven radio stations. You know what? Let's just throw in 10 radio stations. We'll get that commercial put on 10 different radio stations worldwide. Most of them be internet radio stations. We've got a couple of FM radio stations we're working with right now. And we'll get it all the way up to Texas and Los Angeles. We'll get your stuff taken care of, brother, because you're still, right now, still on the same contract. Well, it's not contract, guys. We don't even do contracts no more. But I always say contract. You know what? You're getting what you pay for. So everybody that's out there listening to the words of my mouth, thanks for tuning in to the DJ Black TV and Friends show, guys, where all goes down. Let me thank my special guest tonight. I want to thank Stacey Darlene. Actually, Stacey Darlene is supposed to be coming on the show, helping me out every week from now on, man. So hopefully she'll be here and she'll be helping me out. Also, I want to thank Harold the Hippie for coming on the show. He always takes off early, though. I don't know what's up with that, man. It's like sneaky stuff going on there. Hey, Joe, I want to thank Joe the Junkie, man, for always coming through and doing his part for the show, man. He's been a great improvement to this show. Also, I want to thank Willie the Redneck and Miss Ma'am. They come to the show every week together. What's up with that?
Yeah!
But anyway, let's thank both of them. Let's thank both of them. And let me thank, let's thank Debbie Mullen.
Yeah! Oh,
man, come on, man.
Get your head down.
Yeah, we thank Debbie Mullen out there also. She does a great job for the A&R magazine coming through that sales report. Yeah, Miss Ma'am. Hey, guys.
Go drink some honey or something, man.
Wow. Okay, guys. We got 90 seconds to go. Counting down. The clock is counting down. I want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to thank all the audience members out there tonight, too, that showed up, man. Thanks a lot, guys. Too bad you didn't say anything because it was all freebies, but you guys don't like talking, I guess. But anyway, we had a lot of phone callers tonight. I know a lot of people are tuning in to the show. Can't wait to see those numbers tomorrow, man. It takes 24 hours, so I'll see how many people actually tune in to the show. I'll let you guys know next week on Wednesday, how many people will tune into this show right here. But I know it's going to be a lot. It's always a lot when we do this free Wednesday shows, just talking about whatever you guys have on your mind. But we didn't get too many people to call in to talk, but we did have a panelist out here. We had David show up. We had Yolanda Moore show up. and we had Don Jr. show up. And those guys, they all did a great job, man. Don Jr. is like the CEO. Don Jr. CEO, he always does a great job. I know my man Harold said he doesn't have any, he doesn't look, does he look any wind in? But the thing is, Don Jr. is professional. You don't have to let wind in when you're a professional, brother. You just talk and let the flow go on. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for tuning in, guys. We'll be back the same channel, same time next week, Wednesday, at 7 o'clock Central Time. Guys, stay tuned. It's going down.
Vaya con Dios.